Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow, 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 follow the yellow brick road. You have to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz. You find the edge of wizard of Oz. If ever a wizard was, if ever a wizard was, there was the wizard of Oz is one.
It's your morning team show.
Because
on WSGW.
Because of the wonderful things he does.
Hey, Pat, Art, Charlie, and you.
One of the greatest horror movies of all time.
What?
I could while away the
if you don't like witches.
Confirming with the flower, consult the
Or flying monkeys.
Yeah, the Wizard of Oz done in a minute and a half here with all the song medley we have going on.
Yeah, I hear this. It's pretty good. Did you do this?
I did.
Oh.
Years ago, actually.
Oh, did you? Okay.
When the Saginaw Choral Society did a Wizard of Oz sing-along with the movie at the Temple Theater.
Gotcha.
I dressed up as a scarecrow.
Oh, how many years ago was
did you?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
How old were you? Never mind.
Would that have been within the last 10, 12 years?
Oh, at least, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think I remember this, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely why. Oh, nice that we finished there with Somewhere Over the Rainbow because it has to do with Dorothy.
Ah.
Well, actually, her dress. One of the dresses, anyway. Big controversy going on.
Oh?
Yeah. says here that one of the blue and white dresses that Judy Garland wore for her role as Dorothy, because there was more than one, and it was one of these dresses was going to be part of an auction of Hollywood memorabilia. It was supposed to be yesterday. It was going to be put up for sale by Catholic University of America. The dress discovered last year in a shoebox. Yes, they were doing some renovations, and they were clearing out rooms, and in a shoebox, they found the dress. Imagine that. And the pre-sale estimate for the auction would have been upwards of $800 to maybe $1 million.
Mm.
Imagine what that would do for the coffers.
Mm-hmm.
However, a U.S. district judge has granted a motion for a preliminary injunction after a hearing in a lawsuit filed by a relative of the father Gilbert Hart, who worked at the university. He was given the dress back in 1973.
Huh.
He died in 1986. That's, what, 30
years ago.
And now a niece has come forward filing a lawsuit saying that as her uncle's closest living relative, that dress actually belongs to her and not the college.
No.
So the lawsuit, her lawsuit says the university has no ownership in the dress. It wasn't given to the university. It was given to her father, who was the leader of the university, and he was father, or her uncle, who was father, Hartke. The university says because the school has a law that none of the leadership could ever accept gifts, it didn't really belong to him. It really did belong to the university.
No.
He just happened to work there. It might have been given to him, but it was the university's. And besides that, the dress was lost for decades, and now you're coming forth to claim ownership?
Right.
Did you even know the dress existed? Which apparently it was brought to her attention because they sent out auction text or tweet or whatever, you know. And so now you understand where all the blah, 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 blah is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe bring in the flying monkeys to solve it. So, it's now in the legal realm.
Oh, what a world. What a world.
Okay, yes.
What a wonderful world.
No.
Not that one. I was being the witch as she was melting.
Yes.
What a world.
We'll have to follow this and see where it goes. But I just want to let you know that as innocent as you think that things could be with The Wizard of Oz. Nope.
No. I still call it one of the greatest horror movies of all time. So.
Well, I mean,
if you didn't like witches, it was. I mean,
she played a great.
Although the witch did brew a great cup of coffee years later. Wasn't she the Folgers?
She was.
Was it
Margaret
Folgers?
Hamilton.
Yeah, was it Folgers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Margaret Hamilton. That's very good.
I remember.
Very good.
That was scary, too.